Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Pei. Wow. But we're holding still on daf Ayatet Amud Beit, and let's just remember that we were talking about a problem in which you had two todot. So you could have had your original todah and a Vlad todah. You could have had your original todah and a replacement todah, and you could have had your original todah and your tumura of a todah. So we said the din of the replacement todah would be in a case where you lost your todah, set aside another one, and then you had found the original one, and you had both of them in front of you. So we said beferish that the halacha in that case would be that whichever one is brought first, we learn from that pasuk of Yakriv, that was part of the word Yakrivenu, and that you bring the first one with the lechem. The Yakrivenu means you only bring one, that first one. You don't bring the other one. Then we add another limut, which was a zevach hatodah. Hatodah meant the original todah, not the vlad of the todah, not the tmura of the todah. So basically, we've had until now, actually, four different cases. A Vlad Todah and a Tumurat Todah never gets Lecha. A Chilufe Todah depends. If you brought the first one first, then it gets Lecha. And the fourth case is, if you brought the second one first, then it gets the lechem and the other one doesn't. Why? Because it says not only Yakriv, but it says Yakriv and na, only bring that one. And therefore we understand that the cases are, depends which one he was mischaper with, so to speak, which means to be mitratzev. Now, what we got up to yesterday is Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rav Yochanan towards the bottom, that lo shonu ela la'achar kapara. So when do we say this whole halacha, we've had the whole brisa that spoke about where we don't bring it lechem and where we do, it's only if you actually had this extra todah, we call this mosar todah. I'm not quite sure what the case is. That's only if you're bringing it after kapara, meaning after the bialim already was utilized a korban for his todah together with lechem, and he was yotze. But if this is the korban that's brought first, lifnei kapara, then it does need lechem. Now, this sounds like it's just a restatement of what the Braita said. The Braita said beferish. We learned that from Yakriv, that you bring an extra todah, and Yakrivena means that whichever one is brought second does not get lechem. So the question is, what in the world was Rabbi Yochanan referring to that wasn't already addressed beferish in the Braita? So Havi bar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked, what case are you referring to? Now, if you're referring to a case where we had chilufei todah, and you had a chiyuv to bring your todah, and that was the classic case that we had, which is whichever you bring first, right? So, ilifnei kapara tanina, if you're coming to tell me your chiddush is that if you bring the replacement, chilufei todah first, that you bring to the lechem, it said that. Tanina, it said that beferish in the Braita. And if you're coming to tell me that if you bring the first one first and the second one second, that you don't bring for the second one, it says that also. Ilei Acha Kaparat also says Tanina. So if the Braita said it already, what do I need Rabbi Yochanan to say it for? So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan was not talking about the case of Chilufei Todah. So what was he talking about? So now, the Gemara comes up with yet a fifth case. And the fifth case is the same idea. You were going to bring a todah, but in this case, you didn't say, I make a neder to bring a todah, which would make it a chiyuv on you, in which case, if it got lost, then you would certainly have to replace it because that was the neder that you made. Instead, it's talking about a chilufei todah, which is a nedava, which means that you never said, I am going to bring a todah. You took an animal and you said, this is a todah. That's called a nedava as opposed to a neder. Now, if that animal got lost, it's not your need to replace it because you never accepted on yourself, I am going to bring a todah. You said this animal should be a todah and this animal is no longer here. So it's none of your business. Now, if in fact you went ahead and you replaced it, well, that was very nice of you, but nobody demanded that you do that. So for all intents and purposes, what you did in that case is you created a brand new Todah, right? Because this is just a new Nedava, has nothing to do with the first one except in your mind. So if we're talking about that case, case number five, then it shouldn't matter which one came first, because the new Todah has nothing to do with the old Todah, and therefore whether you brought it first or you brought it second should be irrelevant. Bein lifnei kapara, bein li'achar kapara, it would still need lecha, because you're just being marveh b'todot. You just brought an extra Todah. You can bring as many Todot as you want, and each one of them gets lecha, no matter what. Maybe then we're talking about a sixth case. Maybe we're talking about the vlad of a Todah, which was a nedava. Now, what happens there? That Todah was not your business. You just gave it as a gift, right? Now, it had a little baby Todah. And now, what would be the chiddush? It can't be. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about that case because it should not need lechem, because it says beferish in the pasuk ha-todah. That's only mama todah, the main todah, and not the vlad todah. So it can't be that case either. Oh my gosh, so what case is it? Ah, a seventh case or a variation of that other case. And what is that? A vlad of a todat chovah. And here's the idea that Rabbi Yochanan is adding. If a Todah has a Vlad, and you brought that Vlad, actually, before the other one, and in this case, what happened was, you didn't have that other Todah. You only had this, something happened to your first Todah. Okay, so you went ahead, and you brought that Vlad Todah as your Todah. What happens then? That is what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. That if this Vlad Todah came to take the place of Mama Todah, then it's telling us, Rabbi Yochanan is saying a big chiddush. What is that chiddush? That if it was Lifnei Kapara, and this is the first Todah that you brought, in order to be Yotze Yer Chiyuv, so then it would need Lechem, even though we learned in the Pasuk that only HaTodah. And if it's Li'achar Kapara, then it's not HaTodah. Then Mama Todah is the main Todah. And what would be the big chiddush in this? It's a very big chiddush. Because you accepted on yourself a chiyuv to bring a todah. Now, if you didn't have that todah to bring and you brought the vlad instead, the question is, that vlad actually seems to belong to Hekdesh. It's not yours. It had its vlad after you made it a todah. Can you be yotze, the todah that you were mechayev yourself with a neder? It's a todat chovah. Can you be yotze your chovah with a vlad that belongs to Hagdash? And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Because sova Rabbi Yochanan, adam mitchaper b'shevach Hagdash. This is called the shevach of Hagdash. It's that which increased in the rishus of Hagdash. And the chiddush is that since it's the vlad of the Todah that you had brought for your Chovah, you can actually utilize the Shevach that grew in the Rishus of Hekdesh to be Yotze your Neder. Wow. And you know what? We arrived at this conclusion only after we went through every other possible case. So, I mean, it's gotta be, right? Abaya went through the same painstaking analysis of what Rabbi Yochanan must have meant. He came out with exactly the same conclusion. Havi banami abaya ki hagavna. And you know what, in the end, what we found? We found that actually Rabbi Yochanan himself had spelled this out in another teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar nami, we find that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef quotes Rabbi Yochanan as having said this beferish. And here's how he put it. The chilufim of a todat nidava, well, that as we said, Bein lifnei kapara, bein la'achar kapara. Of course that would need lechem, because nobody asked you to bring it, and therefore it's your own donation. You want to donate another todah, please, go right ahead. But of course it will need lechem, so that's a marbe b'todot. But here is the question of the vladot, the vlad of the todat nidava. Well, the vlad of a todat nidava is not ha-todah, so then it wouldn't matter when you bring it. Bein lifnei kapara, Bein li'achar kapara will not need lechem because it's motar todah and it's not called im al ha-todah, right? But what about a vlad of a todat chovah? Well, then, lifnei kapara, it does need lechet. Li'acher kapara, ein tu'una lechet. Here's Rabbi Yochanan spelling it out for you, that the din is that absolutely, if you are going to be yotzei your chiyuv, utilizing the vlad of that todah, you can actually use it as a full todah, bring lechem, even though you would have thought it's not called ha-todah. Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said something which was very confusing, which has to do with what we've just said, but is very confusing. Shmuel says that in a case where the din is that a chatas is one of the chataot ha-metot, and it would need to be locked up and left to die in the event that it was that type of chatas. You remember we had those chataot, if the Baalim was mischaper with another chatas, or if the chatas was of Rosh Hashanah, and all of those cases. So any case like that, said Shmuel, if the chatas would be left to die, then in an equivalent of case where you would be bringing a todah under those circumstances, you would not bring a lechem with it. So that would include the vlad chatat. Vlad chatat dies. Okay, so then the todah doesn't need lechem. Okay, that's consistent. A tmurat chatat. Murat Chatat is also one of the Chamesh Chataot. It's left to die. And indeed, the equivalent case is B'todah into an Alecha. Masha Inkein, in cases where the Chatat is left to be Ro'ah to get a Mum, and then it's sold and we utilize the money to be brought as a Oila for Kayetz HaMizbeach. So in such a case, the Todah would be to Una Alecha. Now we're going to try to figure out what would that case be. So, Masiv Ravam. So, first of all, Ravam Ram says, Shmuel doesn't seem to make sense. Because the Braita says, Beferish, like this. Why does the Torah say, remember, that was a Braita that we had, and we were Medayit. Ha Toda Yakrivenu. So, we learned that from that Braita. If we're going to talk about Ha Toda Yakriv, if we would have just said Yakriv, then it would tell us that Minayinam Afrish Toda Tovi Avda, Vifrish Acher Tachterha. You know, gentlemen, I see a lot of people are here, which makes me think that maybe people want to do the Siyum first. Am I correct or not necessarily? Are there people that came that because they want to? No? Because I could interrupt and we could do, no. Okay, fine. All right. So I was getting nervous. Fine. So this is the case we had, the Braita we had before. We'll just run through it again. So how do we know that the Todah that was lost, and you were mafrish another one in its place, and now you found the original one, both of them are right there. You have to make a determination which one you're going to bring. How do we know from the pasuk you can bring whichever one you want? So we said that's why it says, Ima ha-todah yakriv, up until the word yakriv, and now, just Ima ha-todah yakriv. So it's saying, bring anyone that you want. Oh, okay. That's HaTodah Yakriv. Now, whichever one was the one you didn't bring, and now you're going to bring it in addition to the first one, you might think that that second one would also need Lach Meitayda. Yochoteshni Yatuvin Alech. This is all a review from yesterday. Talmud Omar Yakriv Enu. Only that one. Echad Veloshnai. Now, that's Beferish in the Braita. Now, let's think about what the case would have been by the Korban Chatas in such a situation. Gabi Chatas Ki Hai Gavna. It says, Beferish, in the Mishnah and Temura, that a chatas would actually not be mesa, it would be roya. That's not. Hifrish chatato v'avda. Here's the same case we had by the Teta. Set aside a chatas. The chatas got lost. You set aside another chatas. You found the original chatas. Both chataot are there in front of you. Vareshteim omdot. There too, the halacha is, you can choose either chatas that you want. Mitchaper ba'achat v'yem, you choose either one. And the second one is then a chatas hamesis. And it would be left to die. Divrei Rebbe. Masha'en came, the chachomim say in this case, no. The only time a chatas would die because the owner was mischaper ba'acheret, which is indeed one of the chamesh chatot hametot, is in the case where you first were mischaper and then you found the other one. But if you had both of them there, then it's basically like achrayut for a chatat. And it's only in a case where it's nimtzeit le'acher shenitchaperu ha-ba'alim. But if it was found before, so then we leave it to grace. Okay, so then that means that the Chachamim paskin that in this case, we leave it to be Raya. But Shmuel said that wherever a Chatas is Raya, then we do need a Lechem for the Taida. And it said Beferish and Abraita, you do not bring a Lechem for a Taida in the case that both Todot were there in front of you and you brought the other one, the original one first. You don't bring the Lechem on the other one. So now Shmuel is not working out here, at least not according to the Chachamim. Yeah, you're right. It's not according to Chachamim. Shmuel actually paskins like Rebbe, and Rebbe, we just learned, says that if you found that chatat even before, it doesn't matter. It would nonetheless be a chatat ametot, because according to Rebbe, even avudah b'sha'at hafrasha is meta. It doesn't have to be lost at the time of the kapara, like the Chachamim hold. If you set aside another chatas for a chatas that was lost at that point, and then 2 minutes later you find it, it's too late. It's already a chatat ametot, because it was mufrash at a time that the original one had been lost. Okay, so if Rebbe holds that, and Shmuel holds like Rebbe, so then, great, then we've got no problem. This is a case of a chatat meta, and Shmuel said, if the chatat is meta, there's no lechem on the taida. So he's consistent with Rebbe. Well, wait a minute. There were two parts to Shmuel's statement. Shmuel said, but in a case where the chatas is raya, then we bring lechem. Excuse me, but according to Rebbe, there's no such case. Please tell me. Ela ro'ah. The Rebbe? Eich mashkachas. The Rebbe is the one who says that there's never a chatat that's ro'ah, so what's Shmuel talking about? Well, we've got Rav Hoshaya's case. Rav Hoshaya says that in the event that you set aside two chataot up front, and it's there for achrayut, in the event something happens to the other chatas, then I'll bring this one. In that case, you can choose either one to be mitchaper, and the second one is not called a chatat hameta. It's not called a chatat shenischapra balim b'acheret. It is simply achrayut for chatat. And in that case, the second one is definitely left to be ro'ah, you let it graze until it gets a mum, and so on. The only time that we say a chatat is meita, says Rav Hoshaya, is if it was on some level dochui by you, was rejected. But over here, it wasn't rejected, was set aside originally, just in case something happens to the other one. That would be the case that Shmuel was talking about, which it would be ro'ah, and you would not bring a additional lecha. Huh? Yeah, but there's a problem. Because in that case, you would bring an additional lechem, because by the Toda, if you set aside a Toda as an achrayut, when you're talking about it, that it would not be to una lechem. You're saying it is to una lechem, but we said if it's a chalifin, it's just there in the event, and you use the other one, you would never bring lechem with it. So how could Shmuel say in the case it's roa, you would bring lechem? That's the one case of Toda that you would not bring lechem. Oh, man, so it doesn't work out at all. You know what? I think we misunderstood Shmuel. We totally misinterpreted Shmuel. Ella, the point is, there is no case that we're talking about in which the chatas was raya. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon says, there ain't no such animal. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, when it says chamesh chataot hametot, it means chamesh chataot hametot no matter what. It doesn't matter where the original chatas was. It doesn't matter if it was found before, it was found after. It doesn't matter if it was set aside only as achrayut. According to Rabbi Shimon, it is a blanket halacha l'meshim Sinai. Under any event in which there was a chatas that belonged to someone, and he was in his chaper with another chatas, there is never a case in which the chatas is roya. So that must be what it was. And because of that, Shmuel essentially only was referring to one situation, because there is no chatat that is actually raya. We thought he meant that if it would be raya, he didn't mean there is no raya. But according to Rabbi Shimon, why did he say that there's a raya? According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no raya. And didn't Shmuel say that in the event that if it were raya, but there isn't any? No. We misunderstood. I told you. Shmuel nami chodaka omar. Shmuel was only talking about one klal. He wasn't making two klalim. He was saying kol shebechatas mesa betoda into unalechem, which covers all cases. And what's the chiddush? If chiddush is that you will never bring a vlad of a teta that would be mechayev you lechem. Why not? Because Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. That's what Shmuel is saying. We just learned that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you brought a vlad of a teidas chayva, that then it would take lechem, because you've been yotze your kapora with it. But remember, a vlad chatas would be mesa no matter what. And therefore, that's exactly what Shmuel is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Rabbi Yochanan said you'd have to bring your lechem with that teida because you'd be yotze your primary teida. He's wrong. You wouldn't be. And in fact, in Adam, Mizchaper B'Shevach Hekdesh. And that's what he's coming to tell me. Lafukim in Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Adam Mitchaper B'Shevach Hekdesh, comes along Shmuel to say, no, I disagree. Which is why we brought this now immediately after teaching the din, Alim Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Abba. Somebody says, here's my Todah, and here is the Lechem of my Todah. So then, if that Lechem gets lost, it's not a big deal. You can just bring other Lechem to be the Lechem of that Todah. But if the Todah was lost, you cannot bring another Todah to match up with this Lechem. And why is that? Why shouldn't it be commensurate? Because the Lechem is always viewed as ancillary to the Todah. But the Todah is not viewed as ancillary to the Lechem, right? So because of that, the Lechem is Glal Todah, but Ein Todah Glal Lechem. Omar Rava, another thing, which is similar, is that if you set aside money for your Todah, if Rishma'ot Todato, and you have leftover money, so you can use that money to buy Lechem. But if you set aside money for your lachmi teidah and you had money left over, you cannot use that money for bringing a teidah. So why is that? Is it because of what Rav Kahana said that we had before? D'yom Rav Kahana, minayin lachmi teidah shenikru teidah. Remember, Rav Kahana had an interesting way of reading the pasuk. He said that when it says v'hikriv al zevach hatodah chalot, you read that as HaTodah Chalot. The Todah is the Chalot. So that would mean that we call the Chalos the Todah. Shenemar v'hikriv al zevach HaTodah Chalot. But then if that's the case, it should work in both directions. No? No. The Todah, the Lechem is called Todah, Todah Chalot. But we never find that the Todah is called a Lechem anywhere, do we? So it's basically the same kind of idea. And another thing that Rava said was that if you were mafresh a teida and the teida got lost, and then you went ahead and you were mafresh another teida in its place, and that one got lost, and then you went ahead and you were mafresh another one. So now you've got three todot. You find all three todot, then before you bring any of them, they're all sitting there in front of you. And he frish chazer frish hasera tachter, and now nimtzo rishonot, both of the original the replacements are there together with the original. So then, says Rava, well, then it depends, because there's a different relationship between Toda number 2 and Toda number 1, and a relationship between Toda number 3 and Toda number 2, but Toda number 3 never related directly back to Toda number 1. So therefore, if you were mischaper with your first Todah, then the second one is a replacement, a chilufei Todah, and it does not get lechem, because we said ha-Todah, that's only the main Todah. But the third one would still get lechem, because it's like a different Todah. On the other hand, suppose you used the third Todah. So then the second one wouldn't need lechem, because the relationship between Todah 2 and 3 is that the ha-Todah would have been number 2, and in this case, Yakriv tells me you could bring number 3, but then you don't bring Yakriv and Na, you don't bring lechem with it. So in that case, the second one won't need lechem, but the first one, which was not related to the third one directly, would need lechem. If you went ahead and were mischaper with the middle todah, then neither of them need lechem, because both of them relate to number 1. To number 2. Number 1 relates to number 2 because it was the chilufin, and number 3 relates to number 2 because number 3 was the chilufin for number 2. Abaye says, that doesn't make any sense to me. I say, if any of them were used, and the other 2 do not require lechem. Look, I mean, it's all very nice to say that you did it in that order, but in reality, You are simply making sure that you've got a Torah. So they're all chalifin. That's all. They're chalifin for each other. I don't understand why you would view a specific relationship. Now, I'm going to turn, back to bed and turn on the recording of this daf. Since anyway, nobody's here, you might as well just listen to my voice. So I'll see you all later. Well, all
every
right.
Day we don't say Nizma Lasoda today. So, like, why are we learning about the Torah?
Well, there you go. Anna.
Unishalma parim sifateinu. Okay. So that's Abaya. Om Rabbi Zera, the same thing is true about a Karban Chatas, you know? If you were mafrish a chatas, and that chatas was lost, and then you were mafrish another one, and then that one got lost, and then you made a third one, and that one was found together with all of them. Now they're all standing in front of you, right? So now, it's the same din. If you ended up using the first chatas, then the second one is the chatas hamesa. The third one can be left to get a mum. If you're mischaper with the third one, the second one is the chatas habesa, and the first one is not directly related. If you were in the schaper with the middle one, then they would all, the other two would both be chatot ametot. And over here also, Abaya says, no, I don't see why that's true. Filo and the schaper with any one of them, the other two are going to be chatot ametot, because all of them are chalif and did hadadi. So that's exactly the same words that we said by the Doda, the Toda. So, I mean, why do I need Rabbi Zera to point out that it's the same? I mean, why wouldn't it be? Oh. Very simply, why wouldn't it be? Because if Rabbi Zera didn't teach me that, I would have thought that in that case where Tata, you could say, you could say that the guy in giving this other one that's far removed is being Marbe Betaydas. So there you can view it as actually number one and number three don't interrelate with each other. We see number three relative to number one as, all right, I'll just give another Taydas. You certainly can't say that with a Chatas, can you? You don't have a right to bring another Chatas. So maybe I would say that everybody would agree that you have to let the other two die. Therefore, he's telling me that actually the din of a chatas is the same as the din of the teda. Tony Rebbe Chia, suppose you got mixed up about which animal was the hatodah and which animal was the tumura of the todah, and one of them died. Oh my gosh, and what do I do now? If this is a tumura of a teda, it does not get lecha. If it's the original todah, it can only be brought with lechem. So now, what am I supposed to do? There ain't nothing to do. Chaverta, says Rabbi Chia, ein la takana. There's no way that you can bring that other carbon because you don't know what it is. Because what are you supposed to do? Hechinavi, tell me what you should do. Not grieve lechem bada. What do you want me to do? Bring lechem with it. I can't bring lechem with it. If it's going to be a tamura, it might be the tamura, and I'm not allowed to bring the lechem here. We would just be bringing lechem that wasn't right for the mizbeah. Should I not bring lechem? So then, maybe it is the original Taita. If it's the original Taita, I'm b'chuyev to bring lechem. There's nothing that you can do. Well, wait a second. Let me understand the case. Are we talking about a neder? Hechidami. Ida amar alai. The guy said, I'm b'chuyev to bring a Taita. So anyway, he's going to definitely need to bring another Taita. Because he wasn't Yotzi his Taita, right? He's mechuyev, he made a neder. So lo sagim de lo maitin lebe machrina v'lechem. He's going to anyway have to bring a new tod with lechem. So then, what's the problem? If anyway he's going to have to bring another lechem, why can't he make a t'nai? And he could say like this, listen, I've got two animals over here. Now look, if this animal that is alive was actually the tumura, and it's not supposed to get lechem, here is my new toida, and he presents his new animal, and this is the lechem with my new toida. If the one that's alive is actually the original toida, then here is the lechem for that toida, and this new animal is not a toida. I mean to bring it only as achrayut for the toida, and then you can bring both of them, and there's no problem. So why do you say there's no way? You bring both of these animals. The din is that an achrayus for a taida isn't mechuyev lechem and mamonoshach. The lechem either went for the original taida or it went for the new taida. And the other one is achrayus that doesn't need a lechem. Perfect solution. I don't understand what your big problem is. So we can't be talking about, huh? that it's a chovah, because then I'd have to bring another carbon. All right. So then it's got to be talking about that you just said, this is a toida. It was an adava, and you are not chayav in another toida, right? So lo tzricha diyomer harei zo. Now, the problem is that the Talmidim, the Lemedim Lifnei Rebbe, now you remember that the Gemara says that wherever it says Lemedim Lifnei Rebbe, it's a reference to Levi, which is a little strange because over here, Levi is going to actually show up and talk about it. But anyway, so the Lemedim, the Talmidim in front of Rebbe, they said to him, is there such a problem? Can't you just go ahead, bring Lechem, and you make it tonight? If this animal, the one that's alive, is the actual original Taida, here is the lechem for my Taida. And if it's not, so then let this lechem be chulen, and I don't want it to be mikudash at all, and therefore it was never a problem. So what would be the issue? What do you mean, what would be the issue? How could you bring chulen into the Azara? What are you talking about? You can't say, let it be chulin, and then what? You're not allowed to bring it into Chavibit Yazar, even if it's chulin. You're telling me that if it isn't, so then it's chulin, so how can I bring the carbon? I don't know what to do with the lechem. Okay, they said, so, all right, so maybe do like this. Bring an animal plus lechem and make it tonight. If the one that is still alive is the tamura, so it doesn't need lechem. So here is my new taida, and here is the lechem. If the one that is alive is the original taida, here is the lechem, and this new animal that I'm bringing should be a carbon shlamim. And a carbon shlamim has the same dinim of hakrava that the taida has, and it doesn't require lechem, and then everything's great. So I was yotze, I could bring this animal with it's lechem, or bring a new animal with the lechem, and everything's going to be kosher. I'm not bringing chulin lazara. Said Rebbe, you can't do that. Because if you do that, you're going to have to eat both of those animals as if they were todot, because you don't know which one is the toda, right? And if you eat both of them as if they're todos, how much time do you have to eat that toda? One day. But a shlamim is supposed to be eaten for 2 days. And the halacha is that we never bring kachim lebeit hapsul. We don't make a shorter time for eating a korban than it was actually given, because then you may end up allowing it to become noser, because you don't have time to finish the whole thing. And therefore, you can't do that, because you're being mamayit be'achila de shlamim. So now, Levi said to Rebbe, I have another idea. Why can't you just bring a behema and bring lechem? And you say like this, if the surviving animal is a tamura, so this new animal is a taida, and this is the lechem of the taida. But if the original one that survived is the original taida, this lechem is the lechem of that taida, and this new taida, this new animal that I'm bringing, it should be like a motar toda, like a backup for the toda. And since the backup of a toda does not need lechem, so now you can bring both of them. One you're bringing as a toda, and one you're bringing as a moser toda. To which Rebbe said, I don't believe it. You know, I used to think Levi had brains, and now I realize, this guy doesn't have a brain in his skull anywhere. What happened to you, man? Remember that Rebbe used to be very careful at how it is that he responded to questions. The Gemara elsewhere, remember, learns out that you could be medayik about whether Rebbe said something sarcastically or whether he said it when he was angry. And that way you don't have to ask 2 questions, because that way we understand that Rebbe was upset, which meant that even the lesser question. Anyway, so part of Rebbe's limud, his talmidim, was being very precise about how screwed up you are. So if it was just not a good question, then he would give you an answer. If it was stupid, then he told you you're stupid, and then you understood that it was one level down. So if Rebbe said, I think Levi doesn't have a brain in his head, so then why wouldn't he have a brain in his head? Whoever heard such a thing? A motar toda, you only can bring when either it's a vlad toda, or maybe it was a chilufei toda, so you have to bring another one in order to take the place of this one. There's no concept called a motar toda. I hereby deem you to be a motar toda. I mean, that's like the Pope saying this is fish in Lent. I mean, it's ridiculous. So how are you thinking that you could even do something like this. Now, the Gemara is going to go on with a lot of other possibilities, which we're going to examine, but we won't examine them today on Erev Pesach, where we can't bring the Torah. We'd rather do this some other time so that we can move on.